Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tim Conway Jr. Show, KFI, Mo Kelly in for Tim. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Let's check in at Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. Joining me right now is the now former technical director of the Bill Handel Show, Mr. John Ramirez. John, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Mo, what's going on?
Well, you have to tell me what's going on. Now that you have left KFI, yesterday was your last official day?
Yesterday was my last official day, with the Bill Handel Show and a wake-up call with Jennifer Jones-Lee.
So just tell me the truth. Nobody else is listening. You can tell me this secret. Did you leave because Alex was getting on your last nerve?
It was a combination of things. It was Alex, the way she would take out food from the microwave from time to time. It was the way she would put in, like, my stack of handle on the noose. But no, not at all. Just kidding. She's probably listening right now.
Like, I guess she is.
I told her. So a little bit about myself. I interned with you. You know, I interned with you in the spring of 2014. That's where I got my start at KFI. And, I remember when I first came into the studios at KFI, and I was with executive producer Michelle Cube, who was producing time. And I just knew when I was finishing up my undergraduate studies at Cal State Dominguez Hills that this is where I wanted to be. I knew I wanted to be at KFI. And I went ahead and I did college radio at Dominguez Hills. I did the newspaper. You guys remember the newspaper? Newspaper class? Anybody out there? Newspaper class, because now it's all digital now, you know. And as I finished that journey, I knew I wanted to go to KFI. And I interviewed, and Michelle said, hey, I have a weekday show, midday, and I have Mo Kelly on the weekends for you to join. And I took it. I knew right away that's what I wanted to do. And I remember when I first started with you, I was slow. I remember I was so slow to, like, get, I guess, things going. And I remember you and Tawala sat down with me, or maybe it just was Tawala, and you both said, hey, you got to get it together, man. And this was the third week in. And I was like, well, I'm just, what do you mean I got to get what together? And I guess it just clicked in me that, oh, this is serious. Like, this is a serious thing. And not that I was joking off or pushing it aside, but from that moment on, I never took what I got for granted. Not that it was given, my internship was given to me, because obviously I worked to get there, but I had to take the initiative. And from that moment on, I just kept that momentum of take the initiative. Don't ask questions, yes, but make sure you just get the job done. Get in, do your business. You know, don't ever be that type of employee to lollygag, to just half do stuff. Just do it fully and do it as best you can.
Yeah, I will say this. You did have molasses in your ass when you started. Yes, you were a little slow on the uptick. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I was.
But it was tough love. It was in the spirit of making you a better professional. And I would say I don't think that you would have been ready for a show the caliber of the Bill Handel Show without being pushed along the way.
Absolutely. And, you know, because on that show, as you know, you get pushed a lot, and not just from Bill, and not just from, you know, how he can be sometimes. We know how
he
is
about?
Because he's the
about?
Same person.
What? He's a pussycat. What are you talking about? What?
No. He's at the end of the day, Bill is a very professional on-air host, and he's great at what he does, and that is perform great morning show radio. And I had to perform to that. And it's not like I was from A to Z right away. I had to learn, and I was able to produce weekend shows. I was able to help produce The Fork Reporter with Neil. I was able to help even, you know, finish up middays. I did a little bit with, I believe I did a little bit before with Gary and Shannon, stuff like that. But again, it's just the initiative is what I will always remember at KFI. And I'm taking that initiative now, and I've moved little bit down the way, down the 405 freeway, taking what I've learned at KFI and becoming a production, working in production for Sony Studios.
Look at you, big shot, big timer. The only reason I wanted you to tell a portion of that story is I take great delight in your success in this way. And I don't know if you remember this, but anyone who may intern for me, I always say there's a certain point where I'm going to put you on the mic, because I don't believe that you can be a good radio professional or a producer if you don't have that firsthand experience in a professional environment. No great disrespect to college radio, but it's college radio. It's not the same. And you need to be able to have an air check, or at least be able to prove that you can run with the big dogs, or that you can manage a big dog if you should happen to be a producer. And I think you turned out pretty damn well because of that, if I must say so myself.
Well, that means a lot. I appreciate it. And that's why you were invited to my wedding and we had 3 shots of tequila together.
Are you sure it was 3? I thought it was more like 6. I'm just being honest.
It was more like 7. I think it was more like 7. We'll just call it 8 just for the sake of it.
Okay, we got to go to a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk about that night you got married. That's one of the best parties I've ever been to. And also what Disneyland is like. Now we're going to actually get some news out of this, what Disney is like given what is going on with the emerging COVID numbers, and I wonder if Disneyland has changed its presentation or stance at all. So tell me about all this on the other side. Can you do that?
Will do.
All right. This is the Mo Kelly Show. We're talking to John Ramirez, who's trying to leave KFI. I have no idea who in the world would ever want to leave Bill Handel. Ooh. Not John. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Andrew Caravella with the news. Tim Conway Jr. Show. Mo Kelly here. I'm speaking with John Ramirez, who's trying to leave KFI. Word is, yesterday was his last day at KFI. He's trying to move into like television production or movie production, working at Sony Studios. He's trying to get a better job, a better life. I don't get it. And he's at Disneyland right now. Are you in line for a ride?
Actually, no. I am right now on Main Street, USA, getting ready for the 9 p.m. fireworks.
Okay, they have fireworks, but do they have the parade at this point? Is that a no?
They have a that is a yes and no. So they kind of have a parade. Like, for example, it'll show up at 2:00. It'll show up at 4:00. They're kind of like surprises. So you can be in line getting yourself one of these fantastic churros that we all know and love.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you see Mickey and friends and Goofy and everybody coming down Main Street, just waving, music is on, you know, you got the old time car coming down again, Main Street. It can be going through how the parade usually goes through the park.
Mm-hmm.
They have that, but that's it. There's no designated parade happening how they would have, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is the park relatively filled? Does it feel normal as far as attendance, or is it still socially distanced to a certain degree?
Well, I don't know if you can hear the little bit of the ambiance behind me right now, but it's pretty packed. They say it's at 25% capacity, but I got to be honest with you, Mo, I don't think so. I'm looking at probably maybe 50%. I want to say 50%, maybe 55, you know, if we're being honest with each other. But, hey, you know, I guess I'll believe when they say 25%. It is relatively easy to get on certain rides. Like, for example, Indiana Jones was only a 40-minute wait. And I say only because that thing can go to 75 to maybe two, you know, more than 2 hours at times, you know.
What about the mask policy at Disneyland? Obviously, probably within the restaurants, they'll require a mask. But what about just in the other areas of the park?
So we parked in Toy Story parking lot because that is the only parking lot right now that is having a shuttle to the park. So at the Mickey and Friends parking lot and Pixar and Pals parking lot, there isn't a shuttle. Only in Toy Story. So when you get on the bus, you have to wear a mask. But the minute you get off, it is free chickens out here. And I mean that because you can either be in a mask or not. We've got inside stores without a mask. No one has said anything. You can go inside a restaurant. I believe one of the Main Street, I forget what the restaurant on Main Street is called, but the Best Fried Chicken. And I'm sorry I'm messing that up because I usually know the restaurants here. But you can go in there and literally no mask. You're not requiring a mask. If you want to wear a mask, you can wear one. I believe it's under still the rule of if you're unvaccinated, please wear a mask. And if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear one. It's basically an honor code.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, before I let you go and let you get back to your night and your future career, and please tell your wife I said hello. I have to say one more time, thank you for inviting me to your wonderful wedding. It was a party of all parties. I don't think people understand. It was that, okay, let's run this down. You had about 500 guests, and you knew about four of them. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. Four of them. I mean, we're joking, obviously, because I'm not counting my family. Like you, I considered you family, my grandparents, my mother, and then, you know, my family. But I knew probably about four of them other than the friends that we knew. And it was 500. And, you know, again, I bring this up because I tell my wife, hey, you know, I want a small wedding. But in Mexican culture, it's not happening. It's not happening. Well, it's not going to happen.
No, it wasn't only Mexican culture. It was in Mexico. So everybody came. I mean,
there you go.
Everybody.
There you go.
And tell, it was open bar. And what else did you have?
Open bar, course dinner. I mean, again, but you hear this stuff and you're like, oh, that's crazy. We're like, no, you know, it's different in Mexico. They really treat weddings. I mean, and I think that's what I signed on for was I love the fact that they treat weddings super traditional and super, super respectful. And I love that.
How do we go from the actual ceremony, which was in a Catholic church, to all the stuff that was happening afterward?
Listen, whatever happens when you get married to a Mexican family, that's exactly what happens.
All right, before I let you
go. That is exactly what happened.
Before I let you go, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and everyone's done all the formal dances and everything. People are just dancing. They roll out this shot cart. It's literally 1 in the morning, and we're doing free shots in these, like, test tube glasses. That's the only thing I remember. What were in them? Do you remember?
You know, that's a great question. I'm going to see if I can find my wife. You know what? She actually shaking her head. She said she can't remember either. We just know it was alcohol of some sort, and it was a really fun time.
And we had a bunch of them, and then we ran into you like 3 hours later when we were on our way to the airport, and you guys were still in your wedding clothes.
Yes, that's when the party ended, is when you were headed out to the airport, which was 5:45 in the morning.
And I was drunk as a skunk heading to the airport. It didn't matter.
Heading back to do your second weekend show. Yeah.
Yes, I was going back to get my Sunday show on. Yes, that was exactly it.
Yes.
Well, I just say that because I love you, brother. I love the memories that we created together, and I'm so proud of you and your professional growth and trajectory. Go be great. Make us proud and let everyone know that you're great because of me. That's all I ask.
I appreciate that, Mo. Can I ask you one favor? Can I do this?
Sure.
One favor?
Sure.
Can I sign off? Like how
you
I
lock,
like,
you want to lock us out? You want to lock us out for the whole hour?
Oh, sure. I can do that.
Okay. Just remember, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Okay. I need you to get it right. All right.
Make
me look good.
Got it.
Floor is yours.
Got it. All right. I'm going to do it now. Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. You're listening to Mo Kelly on the Tim Conway Jr. Show. This is KFI and KOST HD2 Los Angeles. Did I do it right?
We're not just in smart speakers.
That's all right.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.